In the 21st century, there are few things British women are stopped from doing. But certain roles on the front line have remained off limits. It's not the same everywhere. Even the Kurdish Peshmerga have both sexes fighting side by side in Iraq. But within a year, it could all change for women in the UK armed forces. Fitness expert Lucy Wyndham Reid was in the army for 5 years and thinks it's about time.
I think women should have the same choice as men, and if it is that their choice, they want to be on the front line, and if they pass all the tests, then they should be allowed to be on the front line. The majority of women do not have as much upper body strength as men. But we're talking about the average. There are some women that can be exceptionally fit, exceptionally strong, and that train for it. And then they're not the average, so they would have the capability, and in many cases, actually, they could be stronger than a lot of men.
A review into the policy will conclude in the middle of next year. But the Prime Minister has asked the Ministry of Defence to get ready to allow women to take on new roles.
Some frontline jobs have been open to women for the past 2 decades, for example as medics or in the artillery or the engineers. But what's being proposed now would leave no role off limits, including close combat.
There are currently 15,500 women in the UK regular forces. That's 10% of the total number. As it stands, 94% of RAF roles are open to women, 78% in the Royal Navy and Marines, and just 71% of army posts. The changes will allow women to take on all jobs in the Royal Marines, the infantry, the household cavalry, and the Royal Armoured Corps. But not everyone with a military past is convinced it's the right thing.
I still have some nervousness about women in the infantry and in the Royal Marines, where, you know, they have to actually advance on the enemy, climb into a trench and fight and kill each other. Not because there aren't some women who can do that, but I think in general terms, when you're looking at averages, women have one-third less upper body strength.
In the garrison town of Colchester in Essex, home to the military as far back as Roman times, the majority were in favour.
I think it's a good idea, because I think it's stupid that women can't do the same things as men.
I don't think women should be put on the front line, personally, because I think the men will try and look after the women rather than look after themselves, so it puts them in jeopardy.
Training is likely to start as early as the autumn. It'll be one of the biggest shake-ups in British military history. But it seems for most, the time seems right. Emma Birchley, Sky News, Colchester.